From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there are reports of another chlorine gas attack in Syria. At least 70 people have been treated for breathing problems in the Syrian city of Aleppo after what rescue workers say was a chlorine gas attack by government forces. The Syrian civil defense group said helicopters dropped several barrels containing chlorine on the opposition-held Al-Sukari neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported a barrel bomb attack in the area, but could not confirm whether chlorine was involved. Accusations of chemical attacks have been a fixture of the Syrian conflict, with both the government and rebels blaming each other during the past 5 years. UN investigators warned Tuesday that a resurgence of violence in the war in Syria during the past 6 months were crushing hopes for peace in that country. The four-member Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, which submitted its 12th periodic report to the UN Human Rights Council, said that a marked surge in fighting, with casualties mounting at an alarming rate and civilians unable to flee from daily airstrikes, that left Syrians in a state of despair. It said the cessation of hostilities agreement in February had resulted in a short period of calm, which gave rise to hopes that a political settlement to the 5-year conflict could be attained. The report, however, said the lull in fighting had given way to relentless attacks and sieges against civilians by all warring parties since the end of March, which show no sign of abating. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is strongly criticizing Russia for what he says is Moscow's clear ambition to erode the principled international order through coercion and aggression. This is VOA News. The U.N. Security Council has swiftly and strongly condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches and threatened to take further significant measures if necessary. The 15-nation council agreed on the statement Tuesday, just hours after it met in a closed-door emergency session at the urgent request of the United States, Japan, and South Korea. It unanimously said Monday's launches of 3 Rodong missiles that landed in Japan's air defense identification zone, were a grave violation of Pyongyang's international obligations under a series of Security Council resolutions. Ha-hin Chung-hee is the South Korean ambassador to the United Nations.
I think international community should be united in sending clear and unequivocal message to North Korea that if they continue to provoke and violate the international commitment and sanctions, they will face much stronger and insurmountable and significant countermeasures from international community.
The resolution ordered the UN committee that oversees sanctions to intensify its work to enforce those measures and urge states to redouble their efforts to implement measures laid out in council resolutions. Here is Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
I would note that there were very strong and numerous voices in the room for doing more. And so without getting ahead of the council, we are also interested in increasing the consequences after this pattern of using these launches to advance the capabilities of the program.
The swift agreement on the statement could be a sign of Beijing's growing frustration with its rogue ally. This week's launch notably occurred while China was hosting world leaders at the G20 summit. President Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered in Laos from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work. In an upbeat town hall event with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. He stressed the need for countries to improve education standards and to make sure those gains include girls and not just boys.
If you had a choice of when to be born, and you didn't know ahead of time who you were going to be, what nationality, whether you were male or female, what religion, but you said, when in human history would be the best time to be born? The time would be now.
I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.